Hi, Andreas.
Hey,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were asking a question. What was it? I'm sorry.
How do I know it's legit?
Oh, yeah.
I tried it once before. I tried it. Okay. I tried it, and I just got scammed. And, like, they just took my money.
I'm sorry that happened. I get that. Well, let me tell you. Andres, our company, first of all, is Local Splash. We're a California-based company, okay? In fact, my name is Nadine Medina, okay? I'm one of the regional specialists. You were just talking with Tara, my representative, and I know that she does a really great job, you know, going over the basics, excuse me, of the program. But I'm so sorry. I'm losing my voice over here. But she wanted me to go over the pricing and details with you, okay? Can you get text messages on the phone number that you and I are speaking on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this, because I know, I think she talked to your brother Moises first, I believe is what she put in her notes.
Yeah.
Is Moises your brother? Okay. So I don't know if you were aware, but she had already talked to him, and then he says, to call you because you're the one, I guess, that handles the marketing, right, for the business. I think there's five of you that are partnership, five brothers.
Yeah.
I was reading her notes. Oh, my gosh. Wow, all boys, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, what a blessing for your mom. No sisters?
One sister, that's why they have so much.
Oh, my God. Poor thing. Is she the youngest?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow, well, that's a blessing to have that many brothers, you know. What I'm doing right now, Andres, you're going to get a link that I'm texting to you because I want to show you who we are.
Okay.
Now, I want to be super, super straightforward with you. We are not Google. We do not work for Google. Google will never call you directly. Okay, they work with corporations like Target, you know, Macy's, companies like that. Okay, so I sent you our pricing page. I don't want you to be alarmed when you see those prices because those are our original rates, Andres. They don't apply to you. Okay, because we're going to select a package that's the most suitable for you, but I'm also going to add credits to help with pricing to make it more reasonable. Okay. So something I really want to touch on because, you know, how you mentioned, like, how do I know if you're legitimate? I've tried this in the past, and it was a scam, right? Was it marketing on Google, or was it a different type of marketing?
It said it was some – they said it was off of Google, and then now they just keep spamming my phone with different phone numbers.
No way.
All the time, and it's always it's always the same thing. And I mean, I canceled the the purchase thing, but it was, I don't know, it just didn't work out. It never popped up.
I'm so sorry. So let me tell you what I found, okay, Andres, because what I did was I searched up your company by name, and it'll show me wherever you guys are listed online. Okay, and this is what I found.
Okay.
I found there's a directory. It's called Alignable. And it just kind of gives like a little bit of a bio about your company, right? Then I see the Angie's, which used to be called Home Advisor. And that's got like three, five-star reviews.
Yeah, we just recently got on that one.
Okay. Then I also saw a Google Business profile that shows two five-star reviews, your phone number. There's no website, but there is a Google Business profile page. Okay? So that page, that's the first start. So I'm glad that you have that. What our company does is what we call the programming that goes behind it. What we do is we take that profile, okay? We optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there. And how we do that is by maintaining it by your keywords, your search terms, so that profile is always coming up as one of those top recommended options on the first page of Google, and so that the potential, you know, client that's looking up your services will click on your phone number and call you directly. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that's what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
okay.
I did see that there's a Facebook page too, but let me tell you, your Facebook page that's set up for your business, it has really good content on there. I see some videos, okay? I see some pictures.
Yeah.
The problem is there's no phone number on there.
Okay.
So it shows that, you know, you're in Clifton. It shows the email marquez.drywall4@gmail.com. It shows, you know,
yeah,
your business logo. And I'm saying it shows really good content, you know, some videos of your work, but there's no phone number. So if someone, I'm just saying, if someone were to come across that Facebook page, how do they call you?
Yeah.
Do you have access to that Facebook page?
Okay. I don't. That's one of my brother's.
Okay. You might want to tell your brother, hey, you need to put the phone number on there. Okay. So just an FYI.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm seeing. From what I see, you provide a quality service, and I'm going to tell you, the position that we have available on Google, that's the type of company we're looking to work with. Okay? We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and most importantly, can handle more business. And so that's why we're reaching out.
Yeah.
Now, because we're a Google Channel partner, Google allows us to work with one business per industry per area. And this is why our listings are exclusive. So if we start working with you on the first page of Google, this category is closed out. We don't continue calling out on it because we filled it with your business. Okay? And that's why we call it exclusive. So you travel, you're in Clifton or in Delta?
In Clifton.
In Clifton. Okay. So 45 minutes is what your typical traveling time is for potential clients?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, we'll go more, but 45 minutes.
Depending on the job. Is usually about,
yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, depending on the size of the job, you're probably willing to travel a little bit further, right? Depending. But majority, that's your average. Okay. Residential and commercial, there's no preference, right?
No.
Okay. And then the Angie's List you mentioned is something new that you just started?
Yeah, we just recently started with them too.
Awesome. So it's probably a little bit too soon to tell, right? How that's going to pan out for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we got one job out of it, but.
You did? That's good. Okay. That's really good for just starting. Okay. That's not bad at all. Now, I know that drywall, you know, is your specialty, right? Is there anything else that you do aside from that?
Well, it depends on the clients. Like, we'll usually go do drywall and then if we can do it, we'll do it.
Okay. Whether it's
but
installs,
like,
repairs.
Something that I'm willing to
advertise
about. Oh, yeah. Anything that has to do with drywall, like matching textures, all of that, then we can do that. And even, like, we even take care of the painting, too.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So if someone called you, would you market yourself also for painting services or not so much?
It's not something that we will, like, say that's, like, our bread and butter, but we'll tell them that we could do it.
Okay, so specifically you market for drywall. However,
if you're doing drywall.
Yeah. If a client's telling you, hey, would you remodel my kitchen? Are you open to that?
we'd be open to it depending on the cost, like on the, we'd be open to doing anything as long as the price is right, but
okay.
Usually we just start off with drywall just because that's all, like, that's where we know we can't go wrong.
Okay. And that's why I was asking, because I noticed, like, on Angie's, they have you listed for drywall, installation and repair, basement remodels, bathroom remodels, garage remodels, popcorn acoustic ceiling texture application, repair or removal, commercial drywall installation. And that's why I was asking about the remodeling, because is that something that you typically
okay.
want to advertise, that you do remodeling?
Okay.
Do you see where
yeah,
you see
well,
why
it's
I was
not
asking?
Something necessarily...
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I just want to clarify, because this is going to help me understand what your main focus is, how we can help you, and it's going to help me determine what's going to be the best fit for you, okay, as far as with our packages.
Yeah.
I would recommend for you our Platinum package, okay? It's also known as our VIP. It's going to have Google and Facebook marketing. This package I would suggest because of what the current needs are for your business. I think it's the most suitable for one for you is what I would say. But basically, first and foremost, you qualify for this position that we have available. And so I would love to offer you our Platinum package. What this package would include, Andres, it's going to put you on the first page of Google. We're going to take that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and search terms so that you're always coming up as one of those top recommended options when they're specifically looking up your services. We list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. Now, we're going to do Facebook advertising. So let's say someone's on Google, right? They're looking up a drywall contractor, right? And they're searching that
okay.
up on Google. They don't call you. But now, Andres, they're on their Facebook page, and they're just looking at pictures or stories. Well, all of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. Your ad is going to show up on their desktop or on their mobile device, depending on what they're using. It's like that ad is popping up on their page reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's the company that offers it. Okay? Now, that
okay.
ad we can use to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So as soon as they click on it, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, Andres, I'm also going to include a website for you, an actual www.com website that we will build, host, and maintain, and we're going to attach that website where your business is listed. So now they can see the quality work that you do, and they get to learn more about your company. I'm also, our team
okay.
will also cover with this package the mobile platform. What that means, anybody who is using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet to search for your services is going to also find you listed on that first page of Google. So pretty much this package that I'm offering you, it's going to cover all of your bases. Okay? Now,
okay.
as far as with the pricing, the way that we set up our program, it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. So we will not charge you for every call or every job that you get. Now, I'm going to still consider you a new business because Tara mentioned you're just under 5 years, okay? So that still makes you a new business. Now, with that credit that I'm applying, it's going to save you over 50% savings from the original cost. So basically, Andres, you're looking at a fixed flat rate of $299 a month. This will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. That setup fee is just going to cover your programming. So the initial investment for you to get this package started today is $398. Now, every month after that, without contracts, it's $299 a month. You're actually grandfathered into that rate for as long as you're with us. Okay? So no matter how many calls or jobs you get, it's going to be
okay.
that same price
so,
every month.
But if I were to get out and then choose to get back in, how would that work?
So, like, let's say you're with us for 6 months, right? And then you decided, you know what? I want to go ahead and just continue services. Okay. You just make sure that you call at least 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged, right? They're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We would rather earn your business, okay? The only thing that would happen is this. Eventually, your Google Business profile, it'll fall off the first page. You know, you might drop to page 2 because we're no longer servicing it, right, and maintaining it there. The Facebook page, that doesn't disappear, but we're not managing the Facebook ads anymore because, you know, you're no longer using our services, right? However, let's say you're like, you know what, I just want you guys just to manage the website that you built. If you only want us to manage the website, it's $49 a month. We continue to manage and maintain the website. Or you could say, you know what, I only want the domain. I don't want to pay $49 a month, but I want the domain. The domain is a one-time $99 charge. The domain is yours, but not the content. So what that would mean is that you would have to rebuild the website, right? Or you could just decide, you know what, I don't even want that. So let's say you cancel, right? And then, I don't know, 3 months later, you're like, hey, do you think you guys can help me? You know, I want to give this another shot. You're not going to have the $99 setup fee. In fact, we would probably be able to grant you in to the same rate at the $299 a month, even if Google changed the prices on us. But we have what's called, I call it a seasonal hold. Okay. Let's say that, you know, there's, do you ever have a time, like a season when you guys are kind of at a halt? Is there ever a time that you guys aren't working because of the weather? What are those typical months?
Yeah, usually in these upcoming months, the cold months.
Like when, like, say December, January, February?
Yeah, like around there.
So you always have the option to, Andres, where you could put it on what we call a seasonal hold. You could say, hey, listen, I need you guys to pause it and put it on a seasonal hold for me because I'm not working these next months, okay? I'm not going to be working December, January, and February, okay? So what we do is we put it on a seasonal hold. You're not losing your position on Google, but we're not managing it on there. But you're not paying for it either because you're kind of like not working in those months. Does that make sense? That's what we call basically a seasonal hold. So you don't lose your position. So even if you said, hey, can you guys put it on a seasonal hold from December through, let's say, February, right? You're not paying for those months, but you're not losing your spot. And then come February, right, or say like, you know, if you said, listen, start it back up in March, then you're only paying the $299. We're not charging you another setup fee. Does that make sense? Because you would have it on a seasonal hold. Make sense? How that works?
Yeah.
So you would have that option too. Honestly, if it's because you're like, listen, I would need to stop it because I'm not working those months, I would suggest doing a seasonal hold on it rather than canceling it because canceling it, I mean, you are taking that chance that it might not be available if you choose to come back. At least with putting it on pause on a seasonal hold, you're not losing your spot. But you're not paying for it during the time that you're not working. You know what I mean? So that's usually like the safer route. You know?
Okay.
And then with our program too, you know, for me, what I feel is the real beauty of it is really being able to track your results with us, you know, not just you taking our word for it that this program works. So with our program, through your client dashboard, you're able to log in and see how many phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You're able to track also what keywords we have you listed for, and that's super important, I feel, especially when you're utilizing our program, so that you can actually see your results. You would, in fact, have a team that's dedicated to your account. so that whenever you have any of these changes, you felt like running a promotion, you have a team dedicated to assisting you with all of this. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. I mean, everything, of course, does start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay. But what do you think so far? I mean, how do you feel about it, Andres? Do you feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give it a shot? You know, that way we can prove it to you.
Well, I do, but the thing is that, like, I just need to sit down with my brothers and talk about it, because we just did pay, I think we're doing like $500 a month.
Oh, with the Angie's?
With that other company.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's quite a bit.
Is.
What are your lead costs with them?
There's no lead cost. It's just like a monthly thing.
Okay. But how many leads do they promise you in
I
the month?
I have to, like, do.
Do they give you, like,
so
a roundabout?
At least 10.
Okay. So your leads are basically $50 a lead.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically.
Somewhere around there? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I know you want to talk to your brothers, right? What, let me ask you this. Would it be the monthly investment, or is it the initial investment that would hold you back? And I'm asking you this because I really want to see where I can help you.
Which, more of like the monthly thing.
It would be the monthly. Okay.
Yeah, because it's okay. Just more cost to, or monthly expense.
Okay.
To advertising would be close to $1,000 basically.
Oh, you figure the $299 and then the $500, you're looking at like $899, right? A month is what you're paying.
Yeah.
If you did our program as well as Angie's. Okay. You know,
yeah.
What I get, you know, with our program, I actually get, they give me here 2 credits a month that I can use for a friend or family member, right? That wants to promote their business on Google. Okay. And so, I like never use them, right? I never use them because I really don't even know anybody that has their own business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I never use them, but what if I could get, what if I can get them to allow me to offer it to you at my friends and family rate? What that would mean is that, it would bring down your monthly cost. Okay, instead of you paying $299, you would come in at my rate at $249 a month. So basically, you would be paying $348 today to get it started, and then $249 every month after that. If I could get that approval for you, would you be willing to give us a shot today?
And I can. And you said that we can cancel whenever.
Absolutely. The only thing that
like
I will
can...
ever ask from you is this. I would ask you, Andres, stick it out 2 months. What I call it is a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can still cancel at any time. Even if you were with us for 6 months, your price is still going to be $249 a month because you would be coming in grandfathered at my rate. I know it's only saving you $50, but listen, between you and I, sometimes $50 can go a long ways for me. You know what I mean? That's like maybe not even half a gas tank in my Ford Explorer, but, you know, it's close enough. You know what I mean? But if I can save you, I mean, like I said, $50 goes a long ways. But I want to run this by you first before I even ask my manager to give me that approval. Because if you're going to tell me, you know what, Nadine, I still can't, I need to think about it, then I don't want to ask her because basically she would say, well, you use that credit. So, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Would you give us a shot if I can get it for you at that rate?
So how much would it be today, you said?
Today, you would be paying $348. And then every month after that would be just $249 a month.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Okay. So let me do this. First thing I want to do, I'm going to send her that message. In the meantime, what is the best email for you, Andres? This is just for us because this is where we send you, like, your receipt and any references, like, from us, we're going to email you as well. So what's the best email for you? I would say one that you check frequently.
The marquez.drywall4@gmail.com.
The one that I saw on the Facebook page? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do they ever call you Andy for short? I have a cousin named Andres, and we always call him Andy. No?
Yeah, no, I know that they had weird nicknames for me.
Aw. Okay.
Yeah.
See. I think all of us growing up, we end up with weird nicknames. My name is not Hispanic at all. I tell my mom all the time, did you? Because especially, you know, when I'm talking to our Spanish clients, you know, a veces, I don't know if you speak Spanish, but sometimes they'll tell me, like, where are you from?
Yeah.
When they hear my name. And because it's not a name you could pronounce in Spanish, and they always tell me, pues, ¿cómo se dice en español? And I'm all, pues, dígame Nadine como gustarías, right? But I always tell my mom, you gave me a name como de castigo, because no one can pronounce it.
Yeah.
Okay, my manager is sending me a message right now. She's telling me to congratulate you on the business, you know. She loves family businesses, so do I. I think it's amazing because especially when you can work together as a family. She did give me the approval code, Andres, so I'm so glad. Okay. I knew that she would, but I still have to ask her anyway. So what I'm sending you right now to show you that you have this special rate, I'm preparing this email for you, and it's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And what it's going to say is the VIP with Facebook ads. Okay. And what I'm putting in there is what the cost is. So you're going to have just a one-time $99 setup fee. That setup fee you'll never have again. Okay. Now the $249,
okay.
I give you the breakdown on how we allocate it. So basically the $249, $100 of it is going to go to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you're never going to have click fees. Okay. $149.
Okay.
It's going to go to the management of your website, the directories, the local listing first page, okay? So that's for the whole management and programming, all right? So let me send you this. So this way you have this proof for you that this is the price that you were given, okay? So I just sent you that email. And then what I'm also going to do, Andres, and I want you to save this phone number that I'm going to text you right now in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. Okay. You will have a team that's going to be my email. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Now I want to clarify. So the phone number that should be listed, okay, for the company, the number that I see is your phone number, 970-200-9693. Correct? That's the phone number that should show for the business? Okay. And that's the best number for us to reach you on? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this 970-697-0603, was that your brother's phone number or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So that must be a phone number that's probably... I wonder where that phone number popped up at. Oh, I see it on some listings. I see it on Angie's. So they call your brother for the leads? Is that where they get sent to your brother's phone? Or they still go to you?
Well, they've been coming to me, but I don't know why it's still set up on his. I tried to change it. I told them, but.
Oh, did you?
They haven't changed
it. Oh, okay.
It.
Well, just so you know, it shows his number on there. Okay. So I just want to make sure that I have the correct phone number. Okay. Let me do this. Okay. Let me text you real quick. Now, this number, I want you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash. This way, whenever our team reaches out to you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. So I'd rather that you have our phone number programmed in your phone. This way, if you ever need to reach us, you know what number to call. Okay? So let me send this to you real quick. And let me know when you get that text. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so make sure you save our phone number, okay? And then, Andres, your last name is Marquez, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is 877-635.
The one that I'm saving? Hold on, the one that I'm saving?
Yeah, let me know when you're ready, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
877- 635-6225.
Okay, and then Local Splash?
Yes, two words. Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like a splash of water.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're saving it right now while we're on the phone. This way you don't forget. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Now, the company name, how I currently see it showing, it reads as Newest Era Drywall LLC. That's how I see it showing right now.
Yes.
Okay. And then now your address where you had, right, well, where you have it, I guess, verified is the 320 4th Street in Clifton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that, just so you know, that address doesn't show anywhere on Google. Okay. I just like to have it in our system. So this way our team already knows. Okay. So I'm glad that the address is hidden. Okay. Now, Andres, a couple of things I want to go over with you. And these are going to be basic notes for my technician. Because once you and I get everything set up, I'm going to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding. Basically, the client interview and onboarding is you talking with my technician about your website, where to send us pictures or videos that you have that you want us to list. They're going to talk to you, you know, a little bit more about your keywords and the areas of target. And that's really where the magic happens. But I always like to provide them notes so that way they know where to start from. Okay. Aside from yourself, Andres, who else do you want to authorize to make changes to the account in case you weren't able to call in and make a change? Or do you only want it to be you? Do you want to list one of your brothers?
Moses.
Moises? Okay.
Yeah, one
Same
of my brothers.
Last name, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moises, and I'm going to put brother partner. So this way, if he calls in, then, and he says, hey, I need to make a change on the account, we have him listed that he can make a change. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
I'm putting him as your partner brother. Okay. Yeah, because sometimes, like, we've had where someone had their wife or someone call in to make a change and they didn't notate. They didn't let us know, like, hey, put my wife down. And the wife calls, and she's like, hey, I need to make a change for my husband. He's on a job site. And we're, like, having to tell them, I'm sorry. We need him to call to give us permission to talk to you. And they're like, oh, man. So we wouldn't want that to happen,
yeah.
You know, especially if you're on a job and you're like, hey, yeah. I need you to call them and tell them this, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Moses... Is that his Facebook page, the one that he built for the business? Is he the one that created that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell you, we'll send you guys instructions, a technician will. But what he's going to do is just add us on as managers so that way we can manage the Facebook ads. He continues to hold the ownership of the page. Okay. So we'll need him to give access. And since it's his page, he should know how to do that. Are you licensed and insured or in the process of any of that?
We're insured. And we're licensed in Silk. But I haven't had to get my license here in Junction, but I can get it.
No, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. So
yeah.
I'm just going to put not required, but that you do have your insurance. I'm putting drywall installation, drywall repair. What else do you want me to put?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Texture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matching textures, anything that has to do with drywall.
Okay. And then I'm putting both residential and commercial. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm losing my voice. I went to the mountains this weekend, and I don't know if maybe that made me like a little bit ronca, and I keep feeling like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? Okay. let's see. Let me copy that there, and you have a business logo. Did you make that business logo?
No, my brother did.
Oh, he did a good job. Well, I'm glad that you have some help.
Thank you.
Do you prefer, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Usually phone and text. I'm not too familiar with email, but I can use it. I can get around it, but
you're like, I just don't go on it all the time.
With
it. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly.
No worries. It's okay. You know what? Sometimes I don't even always check my personal email only because I'll like sign up for something and before you know it, I am getting bombarded. And I'm not joking with a bunch of, oh, we got this. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm having to go in and unsubscribe. Cause you know, if you sign up for something, you get $5 off. Well, then you're getting bombarded with all their spam emails that they're sending.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. Now, just to let you know, there's something that we do to help you from getting a bunch of spam calls. Okay. You know, when your physical phone number is out there to the public, that can generate a lot of spam calls for you, right? So what we do, Andres, to assist with that, I'm not saying you won't get any, but to prevent you from getting so many, what we do is we put a local tracking number, okay, on your profile, but it's going to be linked to your phone number. And this actually is a way for you to also track your phone calls that you're getting through our program because we can't make it up, right?
Okay.
So when they click on that number, they're still calling you directly. Now, what I love about that is that let's say you were on your way to a client's house to go, a potential client to go give them an estimate and you forgot the address at home. You wrote it down and you forgot it. You can go in through your client dashboard and retrieve that phone call and listen to it and grab the address from there. It's also a helpful tool. Like if you, let's say you start having someone answering your calls for you, right, and scheduling, you can use it as a tool for training. And what questions they should ask. You could even block if a spam call came in, you can block it. Okay. So we're going to put that special number there. It'll be a local tracking number. On the website that we're building, I'm telling them that you have a business logo. So it has business logo and you have some pictures and videos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that there too. And then let's see here. Let me see. Are we building them a website? Yes. And then we're going to get a domain. We'll get one closest to your business name. They might give you a couple of different options. Okay. And then let's see.
Okay.
Now, for tomorrow, Well, let me look at your hours of operation, what's listed on there right now. They have you listed Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday and Sunday you're closed. Are those your typical hours?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then 5 p.m. Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed. All right. Okay. Now, we're going to start going over the billing. Before I even process the transaction, Andres, I'm going to read to you. It's called a voice verification recording, and it's because I have you at a pre-agreement pricing that's discounted, and we don't advertise it, okay? But basically, okay, what this does is it goes over our agreement with you. It goes over the billing date. It'll also go over, you know, what you do if you need to cancel. Just call 3 business days before your next billing so that you don't get charged. However, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all, Andres, that you don't understand, please do me a favor, okay? Stop me so that we can review and clarify it. Just say, Nadine, hey, okay, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I'll explain it, and then I'll rephrase it. And it's just because I want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Andres, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Newest Era Drywall.
And is that with the LLC included or without?
Oh, LLC.
Please state your full name and title within the business.
Andres Marquez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
You also authorize your brother, who is also your partner, Moises Marquez, that he is authorized to make changes to the account in the event you cannot call in to make a change, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Andres, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So basically, keep the open communication with us, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, when our team calls you, like I said, they're going to call you from our customer service number, which is the number that I asked you to save in the text message, 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, if you should call us because you have an update or you want to make changes, okay, we do always ask that you allow us for Local Splash to call you to return that call within 24 hours. I'm sure that there's going to be times they're going to call you a lot sooner than that. But if all our agents are on the phone and they can't get to your call, you leave the message and at least allow us up to 24 hours to call you back. Okay? Now,
okay,
I also want you to be aware, okay, that as a result of increased visibility, you having more presence online, you may get calls. You may receive calls from a third-party vendor, right? Another company that's not related to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify that the call is actually coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you can choose that the security question either be your mother's maiden name, her last name before she got married, or it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question to be? Of those three, which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in, Andres?
Phoenix.
Phoenix? Okay. Now, I'm going to give you an example, okay? Let's say someone called you and you weren't sure, like, is this local splash? What you're going to do, okay, is you're going to say, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you definitely know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them. Just hang it up. Okay? So okay. This, again, is how you will identify if it's local splash calling you or not. Now, also, I want to give you this example. A lot of my clients sometimes get calls from a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising on their directory, okay? If you do receive these calls from Yelp and you are interested in trying Yelp, trying them out, their Yelp ads, give me a call first. Let me know first, and I can probably get you a more discounted rate, okay? If you should ever be interested in that. If not, don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Want me to explain it?
Let me explain it because I usually do.
Yeah.
So basically what we're saying is during the time that you're with Local Splash, we're not telling you you can't do other marketing. What we are asking is that before you do other marketing, okay, just give us a call and let us know so this way we can double check and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. And it's because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay, so that's what that means.
Okay.
If you'll just agree to let us know before you do any other marketing during the time that you're with our company, so this way we can just clarify that it's not a service we're already offering you, because again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So going back to that question and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process with our company, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may, okay, they may include your business license, right, or registration, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Verification, okay? We kindly ask that these documents that we might request, that they be submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame could result in delays, or it could suspend your account with us, okay? So we just ask if you do agree to submit these items that we might require within the first 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 22nd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Andres, this is a two-month verbal agreement. That means your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 22nd day of each month in the discounted amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. You, however, may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877 635-6225. Again, this is the number that I asked you to save. So if you need to pause or cancel it, you're going to call that number. Make sure that you speak with the live representative. So this way it would prevent your charges for the next month of service. Okay. Now for you to cancel, right, or to pause it, to prevent you from getting charged on your next month of service, please make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? So if you know your billing date's on the 22nd and you got to cancel, make sure you call 3 business days before the 22nd, so that way they don't charge you on that date, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Andres, the card that you're using for the payment, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
Both.
How does your name read on there? Just Andres Marquez with a Z at the end, or is there like a middle initial?
Yes. No, just Andres Marquez.
Okay. And then how does the business name read on there?
New Center Drywall.
Okay, no LLC, right?
No.
Same billing address?
Yes.
As a 324th Street? Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
4755.
Mm-hmm.
7000.
Mm-hmm.
07-38-18-60.
Expiration, month and year.
08/28.
And then what's the CVV code on the back?
327.
Okay. Give me just a second because I'm updating and you're going to start receiving a couple of text messages and emails. One of them is going to be your receipt and we're going to go over that too. Okay. While I'm doing this, how does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour. Okay. Now the client interview, it can take sometimes 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It really depends, Andres, on how many questions or details you have, right? But I would like to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you prefer like something in the morning, afternoon, or a little later towards the evening? Remember, you're 1 hour ahead of me. So tell me what time works for you, and then I'll look at the calendar.
So, could you guys do, like, in the evening, like 5 o'clock?
Let me see. I could probably do a 4. I could probably do a 4 to 5. Let me see real quick.
Okay.
Because, and I say 4 to 5 your time because, again, you are 1 hour ahead of me. So, give me 1 second here. How's your weather right now with you guys?
Oh, it's good. It's nice right now.
Oh, man. I bet you it's beautiful out there. Are you real close to the mountains? Or not so much?
Yeah, I mean, we're surrounded by them.
Lucky. Oh, my gosh. Do you get used to the snow?
No, it's nice.
Or is it still hard to get used to?
So, we don't get that much snow here in Junction.
Oh, you
but
don't?
All of the
okay.
Mountains do. And when it recently stopped getting so snowy, but when it was snowing, it's not hard.
It's not really. Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I bet you it's so pretty out there. At least you have seasons, right? Comparando with over here in California.
Yeah.
we don't really have seasons. I feel like it's more like, oh man. A veces sometimes I think like, oh, yeah, it's like our weather is kind of different out here, if that makes sense, you know? Definitely very different. Sometimes I just feel like, oh my gosh, you know? But ni modo, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was in the mountains actually this past weekend. I went to the mountains for like a women's retreat, and oh my gosh, it was like we were in really high elevation, and I was like, oh my gosh, why do I feel like I'm out of breath? You know, because the air is so thin. But you know, I live more inland, right?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, my husband's like, it is so hot out here. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm all, we're like cold. In fact, it was pouring rain. It was really cold, but it was
yeah,
so
no, it's right now, so we've had a couple months where it's just been like 60, 70.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
oh,
it's,
wow.
It's nice weather out here. It doesn't get too hot or not too cold. Like, it's been perfect.
I bet. Oh, that's so amazing. Give me one second.
Yeah.
Wear a headset, and then I start hearing it beeping, and I'm like, uh-oh, that means my battery's dying. I better charge it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to take a look at either your emails or your text messages, because I send it to both, okay? You're going to receive your receipt. There's going to be two of them that I need you to find. One's going to say action photos needed. The other one's going to say initial invoice. Whichever one you find first, Andres, okay? And then let me just go here. I don't know if you're looking at your emails or text messages, but let me know which one you see first, okay?
Yeah, I got the... Okay. I got a lot. I got them all too.
Okay. You're like, I got a lot of them. Let me ask you this, Andres. Do you prefer your client interview for tomorrow, or would you want it within the next, like, 45 minutes today? Do you prefer tomorrow?
Probably. Yeah, probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow
so
better?
Okay,
no worries. We'll keep it for tomorrow. So tomorrow I can schedule you for the client interview. The latest appointment I have would be 4 to 5 o'clock your time. Will that work for you?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Let me send you the calendar invite on that. You don't need to do anything with it, Andres. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock, but we're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay. I want you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview, okay, just to remind you. And then if I'm not in a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available, they're not going to wait for me. They're going to call you directly, okay? So that's why I always make sure you save the 877 number, all right? Now, let me go here. Okay. So read off to me the ones that you see in front of you, and I'll tell you which one to open.
The text messages?
Yeah, whichever one you see first. Read them off to me, and then I'll tell you which one to open, okay?
So it says, Andres, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to,
yes.
to the email
Perfect.
You have on file.
Do you see where it says, please click
that
here?
One?
Where, yeah, open it up.
Yeah.
And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? There's a link you're going to click on, right? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the link. And it should open up this page. Is it asking you for username and password?
No, it's just saying to click and...
Okay, do you see where it says mobile phone? Does it have your phone number there? Do you see that? on that page? It'll see at the very top.
No, it has Moses' number on there.
The 0603 phone number? It has that on there?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me correct it. It's got to have your phone number on it. Let me correct it. Give me 1 second. Go back out of it, and then I'm going to put your phone number because it should have your phone number on there. Let me see if it corrected it now. Let me go in it first before you do because I want to make sure it corrected it. Because we want to make sure that we're texting you and not your brother. You know what I mean? Then your brother's going to be like, oh, my gosh, why are they texting me?
Yeah.
I told them to talk to my brother. Okay, let me just go back and make sure that it kept his, that it switched it to your phone number. Why is it still saying his? 6970603. Hold on. It's supposed to say your phone number. 3693. Give me just a second. Let me go here. Nope, I have it there too. How come it's still showing his? Are you on a drop site right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me go here. Let me refresh and see if it does it now. Go here. I'm going to have them correct it on their end, but do you see the three boxes when you're looking at it? One says, I agree to receive text messages. Do you see that box underneath of the phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to click on that box. We're going to correct it with your number. It's going to be your number that we'll text. So, like, let's say we called you, right? You didn't answer, but we left you a message. We'll text you and say, hey, we tried to reach you. Please give us a call. Okay? But it's going to be your number. I think what happened, because originally your brother was called, so somehow it saved your brother's phone number as the cell phone. But I'm actually, okay. I have it set up as your phone number. So it's probably, they got to do a back office change for me. It's something that I can't change. I've changed it in all the other areas, but it's probably like a little glitch that they got to change on their end. Okay, so you're just going to click that, yes, you agree to receive text messages to your phone. And then you're going to click on the one that says that basically it's you're certifying it's your name on the card that you provided and that all the information is true and correct. And then the other box is stating that you agree that it is a recurring charge, okay, meaning that it's every month. So your billing date is always the 22nd. Remember that, okay? Now, okay. Do you see at the very bottom where it says click here and type your name as seen above? Do you see that? You might have to turn your phone horizontal in order to see it because it might cut it off. It'll say, click here and type your name as seen above. Do you see that?
No, I don't. So I clicked on all of it, and then there's nothing else to click on. Everything.
And you turned it sideways, Mijo? Did you turn it sideways?
Yeah.
The phone?
And I signed it, too.
And then do you see where it says confirm signature?
Yeah, I signed it.
You typed it? Okay. Or you push the button? And then what does it give you? Does it tell you to, like, put a username and password, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now, look at your text messages. You should have gotten something that says, Local Splash, here are your credentials for your client dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow the technician is going to walk you through this, but I want to read it to you. So your client dashboard is where you track your results with us. Okay. So your username is actually your brother's phone number. So I'm going to ask the team if they can update it to be your phone number for the username. Okay. The password is going to be all lowercase, one word, the Yahoo. Okay.
Okay.
The Yahoo. One word, all lowercase. In the meantime, what I'm going to do, just save this, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the team if we can update it all to just your phone number. Okay. Remove your brother's phone number, because he's really, his number's not listed anywhere for the business other than on Angie's. So I want to make sure it's just your phone number that we're calling, right? But your brother's also listed on the account to make changes. I'm putting that you're the primary and your phone number is the primary phone number. Okay. There's one more that I need you to find, and we're almost done, Andres. I probably only need 2 minutes. I need you to find the one that says action, photos needed for Google verification. And it would have came either after or before the receipt.
No, I don't have that one.
Let me resend it to you, Mihal, because it probably got buried with the rest of them. I sent it in both a text message and the email, but it probably got buried. Let me resend it, because I know you probably got a bunch of messages. So we'll just make it easier for us to see it right away. Let me resend it to you. Give it just a couple, give it about a minute or so.
This is a text message?
Yes, I sent it to both.
Okay, got it.
Okay, perfect. So open it up. Okay. And basically what this is so we like to be proactive, right? So anytime that that we sign up an account, we always like to have these things in the back office. These items will not post anywhere online. But it's just so we have it in case Google asks us for it. We're not calling and bugging you and stopping you from what you're doing to now get it over to us. Okay, so basically, you're going to send us pictures of what's on that list. Now, some of these items you might not have, and don't worry about that if you don't. What you're going to do is you're going to send us what you can. Okay, so example, send us pictures of your work tools and your work equipment. Send us pictures of your business license or business insurance. Since you don't have licensing, you don't have to worry about that. Okay. Send us pictures of your...
Do I get the app?
You can send it through the app. Through the app, you can upload the pictures there under your account details in your settings. But basically, what this is just items that we want to have on hand. So on that list, send us what you can. And what you don't have, honestly, Andres, don't even worry about it. Like, you could send a picture, like if you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that, okay? This is just for us to have on hand in case Google ever requires it, okay? Now,
how do I get that business registration?
Do you have anything that shows your LLC? Like, do you have a paper?
I'm not.
If you don't have it on hand, you know what I mean? Even if there's, like, if you had, because, you know, sometimes I know a lot of places, they do everything online, right? So if you did it online and you have a receipt that maybe shows that you paid for your LLC, like, send us a picture of that, okay?
Okay.
You might have something in an email. So it's basically just send us what you do have and what you don't have. Don't worry about it, okay? Now the technician is going to walk you through on how to add us on as managers to the Google Business Profile. So they're going to help you with any additional questions, any additional details. They're really, really good at that. Okay. Cause that's mainly like their department, right? Now.
Okay.
Last thing I want to go over with you before I let you get back to work, because I know it's been a while and I appreciate your time. So we're going to get moving pretty fast here. So as we're getting steps completed, we're going to also be sending you notifications so you're aware of the work that we're doing. So example, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in those directories and you can already start logging in and tracking your results with us. Okay. This can already start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, that website and those Facebook ads are live and visible. They can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state, Andres, okay, in our terms and conditions that I sent you in writing, we're always going to tell you that the first page placement on Google can take 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. Okay? In your case, okay, Andres, it is possible that it could happen sooner because you're just adding us on as managers. Okay? But I will still stick to the 45 to 60 days because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, we also know that it's important, too, for you to start getting these calls, like, as fast as you can. So that is why we get the website, the Facebook ads, the directories, and all of that listed a lot quicker so that you can start getting phone calls. Okay? And we'll keep you in the loop.
Okay.
Like, you'll receive a notification, hey, Andres, you're on the first page, your website's live. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed so you're also aware of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Andres, I am so excited for you. Thank you so, so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited. Okay. So tomorrow, remember, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you, and it'll be from the 877 number. If I'm not okay, available, Andres, they're not going to wait for me, but okay, I'll send you the reminder an hour before to your phone. And in the meantime, I'm going to have them update it so that it's just your phone number listed in the account here with us, so we're not calling your brother. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good. Any other questions for me before I let you get back to work?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. You are so welcome, Andres. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay. Talk to your mom.
All right.
Yeah. Thank
okay,
you. Bye.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye. You are